Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Matt Walsh joins us. And then Lauren Boebert. We talk about the trans insanity, their goal to confiscate guns. Matt Walsh is a clear thinker. You're going to love him. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by my friends, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172 or andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is the transphobe of the year, 2022, someone who is considered to be dangerous because he tells the truth. I have an amazing amount of respect and admiration for this man. Matt Walsh joins us now. Matt, welcome to the program. Matt, this has been an awful week, and I want to read one of your tweets here because I think it's important. You say, quote, "Trans activists believe that those who oppose them should die. I know this because a great many of them have told me this. They have communicated the message to me and my family in many ways. They think their right to affirmation supersedes your right to live." Matt, I completely agree. Some of the nastiest interactions and death threats I receive are from the trans world. Matt, how should we think about all of this?
Yeah, I think this is something that people are maybe beginning to understand. That obviously, in our culture these days, if you take a stand on any topic, and if your stand happens to be correct, then you're guaranteed to get pushback. And, the bigger your platform, the more visible you are, then the greater the pushback will be. So we know that. But when it comes to the trans issue, it just is different. It is different. There's a kind of, there's just the intensity, the evil behind it. And the way that they feel, the people that come after you, trans activists, they feel absolutely entitled to say and do anything at all to shut you down, silence you, intimidate you. And they feel entitled to do it because they've been told by society, by our institutions, that they've been implicitly and sometimes explicitly encouraged to act out this way. I also think it's different because there's this notion that your self-identity, your self-perception, and it's who you really are. So a man who identifies as a woman, well, this is my identification as a woman. That's who I actually am. So if you come along and I identify as a woman and you come along and refuse to go along with that, you don't affirm it because you instead affirm reality. Well, now you're compromising my self-perception, which is who I believe I am. So it's almost like an act of murder against my perceived version of myself, which they think gives them the right to, act in self-defense, even to the point of violence. And this is a widespread issue.
I hope our audience caught that. So they believe, and they are taught by professors, the institutions, mass media, Hollywood, the social contagion of TikTok. They are taught that if somebody believes that there are only two sexes and you can't have an imaginary existence, a delusion, that is an act of genocide. Is that where that term, the trans genocide, comes from, Matt?
Yeah, that is where it comes from, because it certainly doesn't come from any actual epidemic of murders. Like, anti-trans murders, I think, and the Daily Wire had a report about this recently. The FBI, their most recent year available for data on this is 2021. And if you go to the FBI data on hate crimes, what the FBI considers hate crimes in 2021, you're going to find that that there were, according to the FBI, two anti-trans hate crime murders in the year of 2021.
Two.
Two. And like pretty much any other demographic group was the victim of hate crime murders more often than that, more often than two. So that's not what they're referring to. Two is not a genocide. What they're actually referring to is our assault on their self-perception. So if you simply say something that they disagree with, if you say something that contradicts gender ideology, then that itself is an act of genocide because you're compromising and calling into question their self-perception.
Matt, you've been so persuasive on this topic. The film What is a Woman is one of the best I've ever seen, not just on this in this genre, but more broadly. However, some people, Matt, and I think you're moving the Overton window, they feel uncomfortable because they'll say this, but why do I care what you believe with yourself? You know, why would I care if a man thinks he's a woman? And your response is, well, first, I care about the truth. And secondly, that's not what we're debating here, actually. We're not debating somebody's own personal imagination in their bedroom. What we are debating is, why do we have to reconfigure society and accommodate your delusion so that ordinary people have to change our customs, our code of conduct, our language, how we raise our children to pander to an ever radical, mentally unstable minority?
Right, exactly. If this was actually just an issue of people in their own homes who are perceiving themselves a certain way, then obviously, you know, what you, the thoughts you have in your head, that's not, that doesn't automatically become an issue for anybody else until you decide to make it an issue for, exactly, for everybody right. else. And that's what they demand. Look, the trans movement, the gender ideology movement, if this is not clear by now, I don't know when it will become clear. They will not allow you to not care. That's not an option they're mm-hmm. leaving on the table. What they're saying is, no, you need to care about this. This is relevant to your life, but here's what you need to think about it and say about it. So they want you to care about it in a certain way and come to certain conclusions. They're not leaving any other option. This is just, the gauntlet has been laid down long ago.
Neutrality is not an option is what they always will say. This idea of live and let live, it's really live and let them rule is what it is that they want to be in power. It's tyrannical at its core. And so, Matt, you're under a lot of attack right now. The attacks against us have increased the last 24 to 48 hours. What is this Trans Day of Vengeance? What we saw in Nashville and the information really shows that the social contagion can result in dead children and dead adults. And if somebody believes that all these lies are permeating, then mentally unstable people might actually take up arms and kill innocents. Is that a fair way to summarize this?
Yeah, I think it is. And yeah, the Trans Day of Vengeance, which I first started hearing about this week, but apparently has been planned for, you know, weeks ago. It was when there was first reports circulating about some sort of day of vengeance. I think it's sort of unclear about what that even means. Like anytime on the left, anytime they say anything, it's always unclear what they mean. it's in this case, it's meant to be. It's got it's a day of vengeance. Well, what do you mean vengeance? Well, you know, interpret it how you like. That's what they're saying to whoever might participate in this. So it is a very not so subtle, kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing of, you know, vengeance. Just take vengeance for whatever crime you think's been committed against you. There's been some chatter of people that they say, well, maybe the Trans Day of Vengeance should happen outside of Daily Wire headquarters. So I don't know what's going to happen. Look, I get, just like I know you do, is there are a lot of threats that come in all the time.
Yep.
And fortunately, the vast majority of them are from people that are, you know, stereotypical in their mom's basements kind of thing. They're not going to do anything. But you never know when it's actually real. And so we'll see what happens with this one.
You say here, I came to the conclusion years ago that the trans movement is the greatest evil our country faces. I only become more and more sure of this fact with each passing day and more determined to oppose it until my last breath. Matt, for the people that aren't persuaded, how is this the greatest evil we face?
Well, because what are they going after? You know, they are, as we just talked about, they're going after, first of all, truth at such a fundamental level. They want to, you know, they want to change how society understands and perceives reality itself. So this is not something out on the fringes. This is not just like an issue. They're going after truth itself.
Yes.
And they're doing it to start with by going after our children, because they know that our children are the most susceptible. They know that it's oftentimes going to be a tough sell. If you go to an adult who's lived in reality his whole life and who understands men are men and women are women, to go to somebody like that and try to convince them to just abandon all of that is not always going to be easy. Now, Democrat politicians, Joe Biden was willing to do it because he has dementia, but many Democrat politicians are willing to do it because they have political stake in it. But if you're going to a normal person, that's going to be a tough sell. Children, on the other hand, have very little understanding of reality. And so if you can get to them and you can get to them young, then they become your kind of disciples for this madness. And so it's the way that it goes after truth, and it's the way that it uniquely attacks our children that I think makes it a threat, you know, unlike anything else that we face in modern society.
One of the most powerful moments of your film, Matt, is when you're talking to that freak from Boston, that gender-affirming care. I don't know how you got her to agree to an interview. And you ask her, well, what about somebody who believes, I think, Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus or whatever, right? And what she said was so chilling. She said, well, it's true to them. And that is so revealing. It goes to show that objective reality is completely immaterial, that the imagination of the being supersedes what actually exists. This is a war on existence as we know it, period. It cannot get more fundamental. The trans thing is just in some ways kind of just a manifestation of this, but it's a question of what is true, what is a lie. It determines the entire civilization. Look, are you concerned about the American K-12 education system? Are you worried about what your children and your grandchildren are learning or honestly not learning in school? If you answer yes, my friends at Hillsdale College have a free resource for you. Hillsdale College understands the importance of education to the future of our country. They're now offering 10 free print copies of their recent issue of Imprimis. It's titled Education as a Battleground, written by Hillsdale College President Larry P. Arnn. The special issue provides a factual account of the issues in the ongoing battle over education, explaining why parents and teachers, not unelected bureaucrats or activists, should guide what our children are learning. With Hillsdale College, you can make a difference in your community by distributing these copies of Imprimis at your church, local business, or even in your doctor's office. Do not miss this opportunity to arm yourself with the facts. Claim your 10 free copies of Education as a Battleground by visiting charlie4hillsdale.com. That's charlie4hillsdale.com. I love Hillsdale College. I'm an enthusiastic promoter of them. So check it out right now at charlie4hillsdale.com. So Matt, I want to read a headline here. This is so predictable, and I know you predicted it, and here it is. NBC News, fear pervades the Tennessee trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity. Matt, they're more worried about the feelings of trans people and the proper gender pronouns than six dead Christians, Matt.
Yeah, this is the victim narrative that they can't let go of it. And so, you know, no matter what happens, it's kind of you can make a joke about it in other contexts when there's not dead children that we're talking about. But it's like they tell us that that climate change is going to extinguish all life on Earth in the next 12 years. And, you know, women and minorities most impacted. So they're always, no matter what happens, it's always, well, it most affects our preferred marginalized group. And they're taking that principle and they're applying it here when it's especially grotesque, given what happened. And they're also helped in this attempt, as absurd as it is, to somehow make trans people a victim by, at the same time, they're sort of given an assist by the Nashville police, in my view, refusing to release the manifesto of the shooter. Now, I think it's very clear, obviously, what happened and why it happened. But we're also told that it was laid out in writing, and we deserve to see it laid out in writing. But you've got LGBT groups that I think it was Newsweek reported. LGBT groups are actively campaigning against the release of the manifesto.
Of course, because it reveals that there actually might be elements of their mafia and their cartel that want us dead.
Right. I think what it will reveal is that not only was this, as we can guess, a targeted attack against Christians. They already told us that, but that this person was radicalized by a lot of this rhetoric from these same LGBT groups. I mean, they're the ones always warning about people being radicalized by rhetoric, and they always focus that on the right wing. Well, when you go around, look, when you take people who already are, you know, have troubles, let's just say, and they're already confused and they're already in a state of despair and confusion and all the rest of it, and then you tell them that there's a genocide, that these people want you dead, that they're going to kill you, that has a certain effect, and I believe it's an intended effect, and they don't want us to see that all written out as it apparently was.
We're short on time. I'm just, so many of the words they use, Matt, is similar to the lexicon that we used to use about Islamists radicalizing young men to become terrorists. It's so similar, right? Radicalization, the whole world is against you, preying on isolated people. So there's something there. I'm not really sure what it is that we can unpack. But more importantly, Matt, we are receiving emails of an attitude now of timidity. Some of our audience knows this is evil, but they say, Charlie, I'm afraid to now speak out against it. These people seem more violent than ever. They seem more belligerent than ever. This seems to just get to a culture war temperature I'm not comfortable with. Matt, What should we do? How should we respond? My attitude is we have to lean in and we have to say this is the fight of our time and we're not going to be intimidated by terrorists regardless of where they come from.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Our response should be to double down, to triple down. That always should be your response when the left tries to intimidate you, and especially now. You just have to decide what kind of society do you want to live in, and more specifically, do you want to give up? Are you just giving up on civilization? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to say it's not worth the fight? And if fighting for civilization is not worth the fight, then what's the point of anything anymore? Because that's, you know, if individually we all decide, well, it's not, I don't want to be the one to speak up. I'm going to let someone else do it. You're just, it's a domino effect. You're making it harder and harder for the next person because they feel more isolated and they give up and then the next person gives up and then we lose everything. So, and then there's no point anymore. So we all have to, there is strength in numbers and I do believe that we have team sanity and team rationality. I believe that we do have the numbers on our side, but it doesn't mean anything if we don't, speak up. And so we have to.
I'm afraid this could get really out of control if good people don't stand against it. The media is going to move on from this story almost immediately. The New York Times issued an apology and a correction where they say, we're sorry we misgendered this person. 1 minute remaining, Matt. What broken moral universe does that come from where pronouns matter more than dead children? Where does that come from?
Comes from the moral universe of relativism, which is where all this, which is really the ultimate project of the left, is relativism, is a world where truth is entirely relative to the whims of the individual and to your ego. And that's why they care so much about the trans stuff. It's not even the trans stuff at the bottom of all this. It's actually the relativistic project that they have for our culture. And I think that's where it all comes from.
Relativism will lead you to totalitarianism. They are cousins. They are one to the other. They're gateways. If you have everybody believing what is right in their own eyes, it says in the scriptures, you will get a despot. And that is what some of these people want, not all of them. It has tyrannical undercurrents. Matt, great work. Keep the fight. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. That's right. You heard me. MyPillow 2.0. When Mike Lindell, great American patriot, invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. But now 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has a patented adjustable fill on the original MyPillow. And now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. For exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with promo code Kirk and get your best sleep ever. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in America and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to buy one and get one free offer. Enter promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Check it out. Joining us now is the great Lauren Boebert from Colorado. Lauren, welcome to the program. I want to ask a very simple question. What is the purpose of the Second Amendment? Why do we have it and why should we defend it?
The purpose of the Second Amendment is, of course, to defend life and protect us from tyranny. That is what our founders intended. They didn't want a tyrannical government that was infringing on all of our other God-given rights. And they wanted us to have the ability to defend ourselves at all costs. And, you know, we don't often hear the stories of the good guy with a gun. The mainstream media that's been hijacked by progressive woke liberals only want to talk about the deranged bad guys with guns. But firearms are a great deterrent and a great protector of life, which is so sacred and something that the left seems to disregard and really just use it for political theater when it fits their narrative rather than actually protecting life when it comes to let's say in the womb, let's say policies that don't hurt your way of life and cause people to go into poverty. You know, there's so many things that the left does that actually hinders life and doesn't protect it. But they're all about protecting the elites and fitting their narrative. But the Second Amendment ultimately is our self-defense to protect ourselves from crazy people and a tyrannical government.
That's exactly right. And I want to commend you for your courage, Lauren, for saying that. Again, we don't find any sort of joy in saying government could one day get tyrannical, but history is history. Last 100 years shows 150 million people slaughtered because they were disarmed. We pray it would never come to that. We don't think we're anywhere near that. But a people need the ability to defend themselves against a tyrannical, usurpatious government. And so you're exactly right. So, Lauren, we're seeing the gun grabbers going into full gear. Let's just play a couple pieces of tape here. Let's go to, I haven't even heard this one yet, Joe Scarborough. Let's go to Cut 52, and you could respond to Morning Joe. Mika and Joe, play Cut 52.
They talk about a freedom that they've made up in their own twisted
Correct.
Heads because they've been whipped into a paranoid frenzy by the NRA for 25 years. You know, now they're claiming the Second Amendment protects things it just doesn't protect.
And their position, let's be clear, the Republican Party today is waging a war on cops. Right. Those cops that you saw in that incredible body cam footage, those cops would probably love to be running in on a knife incident.
Lauren, did we just invent this out of thin air because of a quote, paranoid frenzy? Your response?
Right. This made up freedom. I don't think that defending one's life is a made up freedom. It's right there in the preamble. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or personal property, whichever rendition or whatever version you want to go by. But also, this is an assault on cops. Are you kidding me? The party of defund the police, they don't want police. We just had a committee hearing today with the DC council members who have cut the Metropolitan Police Department's budget here in Washington, DC. By over $60 million in three fiscal years. They are the ones who are waging this war on our police officers, limiting them the ability to do their jobs, to do it effectively. They want to get rid of them, you know, unless it's Cori Bush, who only wants her own personal private security that she can pay for with campaign contributions. She's not going to pay for it out of her own pocket, but it's okay for her to have police officers protect herself, but not anyone else. We're going to defund the rest of them. This is absolute nonsense. And, you know, we could go into statistics with stabbings that take place. If it was a knife, then the left would be outraged over something else that they're making up. Like, oh, it was only a knife. They didn't have to use deadly force. So the narrative would just shift however they wanted to do so. I am so proud that those officers were there, that they engaged, that they didn't run like cowards like we saw in Uvalde at the horrible school shooting there. They went in, they assessed the threat, and they terminated the threat, as should be. And so I commend these police officers. They are heroes. There would have been much more, many more casualties had they have not had the bravery to go in and do their job, do what they swore to do to protect and serve their community.
I'll play another piece of tape here. It's sickening to watch Republicans claim freedom on guns. Play Cut 53.
More people go buy guns. Yeah. More people then acquire the kind of ideology of wanting to protect their guns. And then more people see big problems in their lives that government can't solve and get demoralized about government, which helps this extremist right ideology. And it is sickening to watch them try to claim the idea of freedom.
Is that guy from the Hunger Games?
Right. You know,
no, he
we've
looks
seen
like
a
it.
Lot
get,
of
get
our,
a picture.
Our government
yeah, go ahead,
mimicking
Lauren.
Unfortunately. Look, Charlie, I'm 5'0", 100 pounds. I have to be able to protect myself with something more than just my fists. I mean, look, I've been working out in the gym, but that ain't going to cut it against a larger potential aggressor. I need something to protect myself and to preserve the rest of my freedoms. This right that we have to have firearms, to bear firearms, to carry them, this isn't something that's given to us by politicians. And it's these greedy, corrupt politicians that know nothing about firearms. They're the ones who are trying to take this right away from law-abiding citizens. Even the bureaucrats, we see with the ATF rule, they want to make millions of Americans felons for an accessory to a firearm. All of this is an overreach of power. And the Democrats are just completely disillusioned with this when it comes to firearms and freedoms and what our rights actually are. They think they are the grantors of our rights. And that's why I am proud to serve a higher being than any government elected official or unelected bureaucrat. I serve the creator. And I know that that is where my rights come from. And he is not going to take those rights away from me like a corrupt politician would. But this is something that they get wrong time and time again. They are fine to have firearms preserve their life, but they don't want the average Joe walking down the street to be able to do the same. We saw that with Nancy Pelosi when she had the fences up around the United States Capitol building with miles of razor wire and tens of thousands of armed National Guards. Why? Walls work. Armed securities work. It's a deterrent. It's a protector. And it is our rights as American citizens to have that. Otherwise, we are just subjects of a corrupt government.
I completely agree. By the way, it is the Hunger Games guy. Show up the picture. That's I don't think they've ever been seen in the same place. Number one, no, show the second one, the other version. You got to show it. Anyway, okay, I want to go to another topic here, Lauren. Our friend Ted Cruz was fabulous in front of Congress holding the Biden regime accountable on the border invasion that is happening. It's a longer clip. I'm going to play it, then I want you to riff on it in the couple minutes we have remaining. Play cut 56, please.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are? Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations.
Precisely.
Your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders.
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
You know what's revolting? Kids getting raped, Mayorkas. Lauren Boebert, Mayorkas is a traitor to America. Your thoughts?
Yes, Secretary Mayorkas must be impeached. It's clear he's not going to resign. He's not going to be held accountable on his own free will. So we have to do so here in the House of Representatives. Anyone who has been to the border has seen these wristbands. They are littered all over the ground at our southern border, both in Arizona and in Texas, and I'm sure in California, too. I've not yet been to that portion of our southern border. Border Patrol agents know exactly what these colors mean. They know how they're coordinated and where they're coming from. This is something that the secretary should absolutely know about. And this is another lie to Congress, just like stating that the southern border is secure. Goodness, our ports of entry aren't even secure. We have seen the invasions take place through our ports of entry. And this is an absolute disgrace. This is a national security crisis that we are in, a humanitarian crisis, the flow of fentanyl that is coming in, the unaccompanied minors, the rape of children, the murder of so many people down on the southern border, whether it's American citizens or these migrants illegally crossing into our country. All of it is at a peak right now of the worst of the worst. We saw Democrats outraged under the Trump administration over the southern border, and there's nothing. It's been crickets for over 2 years now, and we have to do something to hold them accountable. You are exactly right, Charlie. It is revolting what is happening there at the border, and kudos to Senator Cruz for calling him out on that, because this is a huge priority and something that we have to get out in front of. I'm proud of Speaker McCarthy for saying that he's bringing up the Texas border plan so we can have a vote on that and begin action to secure our southern border.
The invasion of our southern border, it's daily treason what is happening on behalf of Mayorkas. It's sick. They don't care. They are cheerleading with joy the fact that America is being invaded. I get asked sometimes, Charlie, why do you want stricter immigration? Why do you want an immigration moratorium Well, because I hear people like Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar is an ingrate. We saved her life as a country. We were generous. And then she comes here to tell us how racist and awful and bigoted and terrible our values and our customs are. You just got to, you cannot have an immigration policy that allows people like Ilhan Omar, who have contempt for the nation, to come in and they refuse to assimilate. Play cut 73.
As an American, I'm heartbroken. As a mom, I'm outraged. As a legislator, I am ashamed at the lack of the political will to keep our kids safe from our Republican colleagues.
Keep our kids safe from our Republican colleagues. Lauren, your response.
Look, Ilhan has her own history that we could dig into. You know, there's a lot of things in my Democrat colleagues that I'm ashamed of when it comes to the way our country is being run right now. But, you know, this is another fake outrage in an attempt to strip the rights away from American citizens. And I agree with you, Charlie, on the immigration and how we should not allow people who absolutely hate and despise our country and our values to come in.
Yes.
and be citizens and certainly serve in the United States House of Representatives as a federal legislator. I mean, this is something that is just a slap in the face, and Americans are being spit on by her rhetoric and her disregard for our country, for our Constitution, for the flag that so many men and women have died for. And I've met people who have immigrated here legally. I've been to the naturalization ceremonies, and I see the pride in their eyes as they hold in their hand a small American flag. And it's, there's just a knowing that they recognize this is the one true symbol of liberty and justice for all. And they honor it and they revere that sentiment. And they'll do anything to keep America free because they came from somewhere that did not have freedoms. And, you know, maybe one of the things that we need to address with the Democrat parties, you played a clip from the teachers union with Randy there talking. Maybe one thing we need to address is we're not a democracy. So
yes,
quit with
correct.
That. Maybe that's where you're getting it wrong, is saying that we are a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And that is something that needs to be taught in our schools, not this woke critical race theory on how to hate our country and hate your fellow classmates and community members because of the color of their skin. Maybe teach a little honor and respect for our history and the correct history rather than all this woke nonsense that produces the Ilhan Omars of the world.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ilhan has contempt for the nation, and she should have nothing but gratitude. And she's an ingrate, and that's why we call her Ilhan the ingrate. And it really is something. You cannot let people into the country that loathe the country. Can't.
Right.
It's unsustainable. Lauren, I want to ask one more kind of question here. Department of Justice is completely out of control. We have new evidence that they told the U.S. Marshals not to arrest protesters outside of Supreme Court justices' homes against federal law. Matt Taibbi gets a house visit from the IRS. Any thoughts on this anarcho-tyranny chapter that we seem to be living in?
Well, Charlie, we know that this is going on, and that's why one of our demands in the House Speaker's race was to establish the weaponization of the federal government committee and make sure that it is fully staffed and fully funded so they are able to expose exactly what this weaponized government, what these weaponized agencies in the federal government are doing to the American people or allowing to take place that is completely illegal. This is a problem, and that's why we have great members of Congress like Jim Jordan, Dan Bishop, we have Matt Gaetz on this weaponization committee so they can expose exactly what's going on. But unfortunately, Charlie, we only have the majority in the House right now. So certainly we can get this information out to the American people, but we have to turn that into a majority in the Senate and take back the White House if we actually want to correct this problem and gut out these agencies that have been weaponized, that have gone woke, that are against the American people. We aren't going to be able to do that with just the majority in the House. So these next 2 years are 2 years of exposure. It is illegal to picket outside of a Supreme Court justice's home and get them to sway their
yes.
opinion on a decision that they're going to make. And these people were picketing and you could even call it rioting And Justice Kavanaugh was almost murdered.
That's correct.
There was an attempt to end his life. And now we're being told that the Department of Justice was like, hey, guys, nothing to see here. Back off. We have a reporter, Matt Taibbi, come in and testify. And then the IRS shows up at his door. Completely.
Lauren Boebert, thank you so much. Great job as always.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.